This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday here on this lovely day in Baltimore City. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's out at one winning drive with the Ravens on the practice field. As we speak, Kyle Hamilton's back. There's good news. We'll hear from Vinny later in the show. Orioles take it on the Mariners tonight. Start of a three-game set. We'll get into that. Bottom of the hour, Andy Koska. But joining us now, talk about the Ravens with the Buffalo looming in just a couple of weeks. But still, got Dallas coming up. Then the joint practice was with Washington. And then that preseason game. And then the quest for the Super Bowl. From USA Today, Ravens Wires on the Window Nation guest hotline joins us every Tuesday. Let's welcome back Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, Bob? Yeah, the Ravens, lots of positives to take away from their preseason game. A couple of not so great things either, but practice makes perfect, and that's what training camp's for. Got to get back in the saddle and get everything going before the regular season starts.
All right, we'll start then with the secondary, Kevin, and the longer beam and Kone, unfortunately, two draft picks this year out for the season. Kyle Hamilton is back, which is good news. But how do you assess the secondary, both corners and safeties, obviously, as we're just a couple of weeks away from kickoff against Buffalo? Josh Allen might not have a ton of, like, premier wide receivers to throw to, but he can make do with what he's got. So Ravens are going to have their hands full. Are we happy with how the depth chart is kind of coming together, or reinforcements going to be needed here?
Yeah, I think you got to be pleased with it. I know that they've lost a couple of guys already. I mean, obviously our Darius going down with a torn Achilles, and now, as you mentioned, Kone and Longerbeam. It tests your depth for sure. But I think when you look at it, the Ravens, there was going to be a roster crunch at probably both positions anyway, where especially at corner, wasn't necessarily a guarantee that Longerbeam was going to even make the roster. There was also questions, and I think now this opens up opportunities and I think honestly secures a roster spot for Jalen Armour-Davis, who I thought played well in that game against the Colts. And then a guy who's been turning heads all offseason has been undrafted player Ruben Lowry, who apparently is just all around the ball all the time. And it feels like now, it is, you never want it to happen this way with injuries, right? You want to have guys battle it out and win their spots that way. But with the injuries that have happened, it feels like Ruben Lowry has a pretty good shot to make this roster. And so, you know, as long as you have at the corner position, Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey, Jair Alexander, you're going to be okay. Now, is it a guarantee all three of those guys play 17 games? Of course not. But if some of those guys have to miss some time, you still feel good about having Jadobia Awuzie as your fourth corner, TJ Tampa behind him, and then it's safety, obviously. I guess it's a little bit more dicey because of the fact that after Kyle Hamilton and Malachi Starks, it is unproven, and Malachi himself hasn't played an NFL snap yet, but I believe in Malachi. It's just about the depth behind those guys. And so we've seen over the years, I mean, Ozzie Newsome, you said you can never have enough corners, and that is 100% true with this Ravens team. We've seen over the years how secondary injuries can decimate a team. But for now, even though it's tough to lose guys and tough to lose depth guys, I still feel good about where they are.
Now, staying on defense, and we were talking earlier in the program first hour, Kevin, about Ajabo and his chances of making the team versus Isaac. Is it that cut and dry, those two are going to be fighting for the last outside linebacker spot, or could this be a season in which the Ravens do something they normally don't do, keep six of those guys?
Yeah, I think that for me, I mean, unless Ajabo just absolutely tears it up over these last two games and Isaac has maybe the worst preseason you've ever seen, I would probably assume they keep Isaac over Ajabo by default. I think what you said, the latter part of that is, I think Ajabo is going to have to force them to keep six outside linebackers, which is something they don't do, you're right. And to me, I think five is kind of a sweet spot at that position anyway. So, I mean, look, he took advantage of the opportunities he got on Thursday, and that's exactly what he had to do. He obviously, like John Harbaugh talked about him. He talked about his journey a little bit and how he's feeling. So I liked what I saw from Ajabo on Thursday, and if he can continue stacking that, it's just going to depend on where the Ravens' roster needs are elsewhere. You know, can they afford to, in keeping Ajabo, not have an extra offensive lineman, or do they move on from a secondary member? Is that roster spot given to Ajabo? So there are a lot of different ways that the roster can be constructed. But look, if there was a good first impression to make, I think David Ajabo certainly made one, and that's what he needs. Is he does fight for a roster spot at this point.
Kevin, staying on defense one more time, Travis Jones, if you're going to put an expectation level on him this season with a big payday possibly looming, what would it be?
Yeah, I think for Travis, being a two-way player, and what I mean by that is, you know, even just a three-down player, being able to stop the run really effectively and obviously win as a pass rusher. Obviously, the sacks are what get you paid. So I think for Travis, he's going to look to have that Nnamdi Matabike-type contract year here. But I think with what he is as a player already, the sky still is very, very high for him. So at the end of the day, I think what he can bring to the table is that three-down presence, especially now. You know, there are other snaps to be had at that position. Other players can certainly take advantage of those. But, you know, we know that Nnamdi Matabike faced a lot of double teams last season. He'll probably face double teams again this season. He's talked about how he wants to conquer those. And what he talked about was just opening things up for other players. And I think if Travis Jones is left one-on-one with his power and the ability to get the pocket and push the pocket, I think that he could be a player that we see kind of burst onto the scene a little bit. I guess, you know, my ceiling for him would probably be the low end of double-digit sacks, but, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if we see him have anywhere from 5 sacks to 9 sacks and be in that range.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens wire. Ravens taking on the Cowboys this Saturday. Season opens against Buffalo September the 7th. Let's get to the offense, and in particular, Kevin, DeAndre Hopkins. If they got him 5 years ago, he'd be the big story. Oh, my God, they finally got a number one receiver. Well, they got him 5 years later, and he's still, we hope, going to be an asset to the team. But what will his role be? What will the Ravens ask him to do, knowing that you've got Bateman coming off a big year, Zay Flowers coming off a Pro Bowl second season? What do they want from DeAndre Hopkins at this stage of his career?
Yeah, I think at this point, just being able to be a steady veteran, and obviously they've had people play that role in the past, especially recently. I mean, Nelson Aguilar gave the team 2 years in that role. Odell Beckham Jr. was that guy for them in 2023. And the Odell signing, I compare it to that a little bit. Now, obviously the difference is Odell got paid $15 million for his one season. It was up to $18 million if he hit every incentive. DeAndre Hopkins is only around that $5 million range. So I think the Ravens obviously get better value with DeAndre. And I think DeAndre can give you more than Odell gave you. And Odell gave you, you know, big plays and big moments, you know, with the contract number Odell was at, he was never going to live up to that number. I think DeAndre can do that. He's a contested catch player, can go up and get the football. We've seen he and Lamar Jackson and heard about how they've been establishing their chemistry and they feel confident every day working together. So he's not going to be a number one wide receiver. You're right. Like, he's not that prime DeAndre Hopkins, but they don't need him to be with Zay and Rashad Bateman like you talked about. So if he can play a role, and, you know, DeAndre's been banged up a little bit, you know, through the last four seasons. If they can keep him healthy, keep the snap count down a little bit, kind of utilize him in a skill-specific way in those short to medium yardage situations, he can go. He can beat you deep too, but if kind of that chain mover receiver, I think that's where I'd ideally use him if I was the Ravens.
Now, we know Derrick Henry and Justice Hill, rather, they're the guys. But Keaton Mitchell right now dealing with a groin, look really, really good against the Colts. What does Rasheen Ali have to do? Maybe not to earn a spot on the Ravens roster, because I don't think they're keeping four, but you never know. But to earn a spot somewhere else in the National Football League, because, I mean, he flashed a little bit last Thursday himself.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, he had a whole drive that was essentially dedicated to himself. He had the kick return and then really was the main culprit on that touchdown drive. It was his touchdown. So just being able to do things like that, show the versatility, I think, show some burst. It was tough at first, I think, in that game on Thursday. For Ali, he wasn't really seeing the field well, felt like he was just kind of running into the middle of the offensive line and hoping stuff would work out for him. But then I think we saw the vision and all the Ravens running backs. You mentioned Keaton, like even Darnus Johnson. I thought a lot of the Ravens runners did a really good job of bouncing the ball to the outside if there wasn't there by the end of the game. I think Keaton did it well the entire game, but Rasheen Ali kind of picked up on that and showed some of that vision, which I think for a lot of people is what you want to see out of a depth young running back that is trying to make the roster. And you're right, four running backs is probably it's a tall task right now for this Ravens team, considering how many other players that are fighting for spots. You know, we mentioned Ajabo and others. I don't know if they can afford to keep four running backs. But at the same time, even if it's not the Ravens practice squad, you're right, these guys are fighting for other opportunities elsewhere. Maybe another team watches the film and he catches their eye. So I think for him, if he can show more just as a player that's an all-around guy, special teams help is always appreciated. So if someone thinks he can be their returner, that's an opportunity for him. But I think he will have a huge one considering the fact that, yeah, the Ravens right now, it's going to be Ali, Darnus Johnson, and Myles Gaskin seemingly heading up that backfield for the rest of the preseason.
Kevin Allstriker, what's happening at USA Today? The Ravens wire here on this Turn It Up Tuesday.
Yeah, just wrapping up week one, talking a lot about the game on Thursday, and then obviously turning the page to week two in Dallas, as I know a lot of people are excited to see what other guys can bring to the table and hopefully some better quarterback play for the Ravens, maybe a Cooper Rush revenge game against his old team on Saturday.
He'll look like Roger Staubach against the Cowboys. Kevin Allstriker, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll catch up with you next week.
You got it, Bob. Appreciate you. Talk soon.
All right, buddy. Here's Kevin Allstriker. Whip around next. The Toggle Reels, Andy Koska from the Baltimore Banner. Seattle Mariners coming to town. Second hottest team in baseball. I mean, they're hot, but the Brewers are in another level right now. We'll get into that later in the show, but we'll talk about the Birds' final 6 weeks of the season. What are we looking for? I mean, we know the losses are going to be there. It is what it is. They're in last place, have been for a while, but what's the positive signs to follow for the Birds?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.